is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandewey, right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns the long three ball. Good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulescamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulescamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's early, but we are going to excite you this morning. We've got a great game from the UD Arena. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Botkins Trojans, and the Columbus Grove Bulldogs. It's a boys D4 state championship contest. 25-2 by way of record for Columbus Grove. 26-3 for the Botkins Trojans. Botkins defeating Richmond Heights 44-40 on Friday, Chuck. The opponent today, Columbus Grove, far different. Richmond Heights was a one-pass, shoot-the-ball team. Didn't play a lot of tight defense, especially down in the paint area. Columbus Grove, precision-oriented, shoots the three much better than Richmond Heights. In fact, this is a 41% three-point shooting club from distance. Columbus Grove is outstanding. Clearly, much different type of opponent for Botkins here today than Richmond Heights on Friday, for sure.
Well, and it's a toss-up on which one's a better matchup for Botkins, because this is kind of a mirror. They play good defense. They shoot the ball well. They're disciplined. They're well-coached. Richmond Heights had the lead. They got the lead by going into their 6'8", real good basketball player. Then they stopped, and another kid settles, decided he was going to take over and shoot threes and be the hero, allowed Botkins to get back into the game. They're only down five, but the way they were having possessions, five was a lot at that point.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, boom, here comes Jamison Myers, buries a couple. and they win the basketball game. So today, they're going to have to guard the arc. And when I was talking to the coaches before, Clement, the point guard, 6'2", loves to get in the lane, and they said his footwork is marvelous in there, and he will get shots off in all kinds of different ways. You got to try to keep him out of there.
Unbeaten in the Northwest Conference was Columbus Grove. Bodkins, of course, three-way tie at the conclusion of the year for the Shelby County Athletic League Championship, along with the likes of Anna and...
It was Anna and Bodkins.
I'm sorry, Anna Bodkins. Two-way tie. Fort Loramie Jackson Center tied technically for third at 8-4. Both teams have played difficult schedules. Not an easy tournament trail for these two teams, especially Columbus Grove, Chuck, which has eked out a few games. Bodkins won by 4 on Friday. Columbus Grove won by 5, but Columbus Grove trailed by 10 to New Boston Glenwood late in the third quarter before winning that game of 5. Bodkins scored the last 4 field goals of the contest, 3 of them 3-pointers. Columbus Grove beat Fort Jennings in the sectional easily, then beat Van Wert Lincoln View by 6, Ottoville by 13, got by Cary by 3, New Bremen by 2 on a last-second buzzer beater, and then defeated New Boston Glenwood in comeback fashion. Meanwhile, the Bodkins Trojans rolled in a district championship game against
Newark Catholic,
and then got hot in the next contest, which was Cedarville. Bodkins played extremely well. Defense was terrific. Defense has been a staple for the Trojans all year long, that's for sure. And it was again on Friday, as you mentioned, a scoring drought for Bodkins, and the Trojans are able to overcome it 10 minutes without a point. And yet, Bodkins stays in touch.
I think we counted, and it's not scientific, but it was right around 15 possessions in the end of the third quarter into the fourth quarter where Bodkins came up empty.
Right. Fayetteville Perry was the district championship win for Bodkins. Trojans played exceedingly well, as they did against Newark Catholic in the regional semi. Had a close call against Cedarville. Tight wins, I think, make you better, Chuck.
Oh, they do. And, I mean, the tight win against Cedarville, you're lucky to walk out of there with a win against that basketball team. They were so talented. Jackson Center probably should have won that basketball game, and it would have been Jackson and Bodkins playing in the regional final. But they just could not hold on at the end, and there was too much coning in that basketball game for the Tigers.
The Bodkins boys program got to the state semifinal in 1994. Looking for its first state championship here today. Meanwhile, Columbus Grove was a state runner-up in 2006. So these two clubs have been here, each looking for state championship number one. This should be a great game. If Columbus Grove shoots the 3 like they have all year, 41-42%, Bodkins will have a difficult time winning. If, as you noted, the Trojans can defend on the arc, get a hand up, meet the three-point shooter when he catches the ball, make it difficult to get set, and as a result, Columbus Grove shoots 30% behind the arc. That could be the margin of difference in Bodkins' favor.
Yeah, and Bodkins is going to have to shoot the ball well, too. They missed a few chippies in that game on Friday. Didn't shoot the 3 well until late in the game, and they're going to have to be a little more consistent in that area. But one thing I know they will do is they'll play defense from the tip to the end.
Oh, yeah. Bread and butter for the Bodkins Trojans, and we'll talk to head coach Sean Powell in just a moment. It is Bodkins and Columbus Grove, boys D4 state championship here on scoresbroadcast.com. The radio station will be joining us in just a minute or two.
They went to church.
Yes, they had an important program they needed to carry to 10:30. They will be on the air simulcasting in just a matter of seconds. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. key building components for Botkins today. Take advantage of Jacob Lyman, Chuck at 6'6". He's the tallest man on the floor. And I'm not sure Plumas Grove has got a performer that can stay with Jaden Pretty. Really, nobody's been able to here in the tournament. How effective will Jaden Pretty be at getting into the lane? For Columbus Grove, shoot the three extremely well. Blake Reynolds shoots it at a 33% clip. Tate Burnesser at 44. Gabe Clement, 33. Trey Sauter, the coach's son, at 41. Got to knock down long balls. That's the important building component for the Columbus Grove Bulldogs here today. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We thank you so much for joining us here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. This state championship game between Botkins and Columbus Grove is being presented to you by these anchor business partners, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, your number one agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Supply in Sydney, Salida, Greenville, Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaughney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered at Gaughney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News award-winning sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Chuck, we had the pleasure of covering the Columbus Grove at Jackson Center boys game last year. Jackson Center lost it in OT, should have won it. Jackson Center did beat Columbus Grove by 6, 47-41, late in the regular season this year. Columbus Grove has been ranked second or third the entire campaign. Was number 3 in the state in the final AP poll. Botkins number 9. But Jackson Center played Columbus Grove dead even 2 years in a row. No reason in the world why the Botkins Trojans can't do the same here today.
Well, I would say that Coach Pretty has probably talked to Coach Elkert a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
This week about their chances of playing them. And Scott would be a good one to give you some game planning.
Well, we talked with Sean Powell, head coach of the Botkins Trojans, 2 days ago. His club, after the Friday state semifinal win against Richmond Heights, had a light tune-up while a scouting report was fresh. Coach's players saw the second game on Friday between New Boston Glenwood and Columbus Grove. Slight workout in Montgomery County late in the day on Friday. Then a practice yesterday, a lengthy one, and a work up a sweat refresher this morning before leaving from Botkins. Defense has been constant all year long for Coach Powell and his Trojans, and it was again on Friday in that big 44-40 triumph over Richmond Heights.
Coach, a great team win against Richmond Heights. Your defense was tremendous. You go from five up to five down. 12 or 13 possessions are empty for you, but your defense held you right there. You stayed in touch and then made the fourth quarter rally.
Yeah, after we got back, we broke down the film and we saw that we went 10 minutes without scoring. It felt like 10 minutes, but we stuck to our defensive principles and everything that comes with defending, which is rebounding the basketball, taking care of the basketball on the offensive end so we didn't give up transition layups. We sprinted back, so they had to go against our five defenders, and that bought us time to figure out what we were doing on the offensive end. And then once we got Jameson Meyer in there and one of his shots fell, like I've always been saying, when Jameis Meyer shoots the ball, everyone in Bakken's feel a little bit better.
I don't know what you saw on videotape, but it seemed like Richmond Heights guarded pretty well out on the arc. But, wow, they opened up their hips and let you drive the ball into the paint. Your son had a field day.
Yeah, it's funny that you said that because that's exactly what we saw on film.
Really?
We saw that their closeouts were pretty strong. Their stance was somewhat intimidating. They had their hands out wide. But as soon as we saw in their regional final, when the other opposing team put the ball on the floor, they opened their hips up. So we felt like we would be able to get layups against them. We wanted to early attack the rim and try to get offensive rebounds if it came off the board.
Josiah Harris got to 16, still 3.5 below his per-game average. You're fine with that, for sure. You shut out Holloway. Priest Ryan got himself in foul trouble, not a factor. And Nettles shot him right out of the game. It was like a turnover when he pumped it up there.
Yeah, I felt like defensively, man-on-man, we did a heck of a job.
Yes.
Josiah Harris, you're not going to hold him to single digits. He's so skilled and aggressive on the offensive end.
Right.
He can score it at three different phases of the game. And we all knew that. So we just had to keep a body on him, a hand in his face,
sure.
And we can live with the outcome. As far as the others, Carter Plyman, great job sticking to the scouting report. Jaden Pretty Powell and Zane Paul, they all did a perfect job at guarding their guy and just treating every possession as if it's one game. And we've tried to win the possession battle rather than the score battle. And at the end of the game, we felt like we'd be in a good position to win.
Carter Plyman, 10 defensive rebounds. Wow.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, I was watching film, and on the offensive end, Carter Plyman ran to the rim every single possession in the first half of that game I was watching. And the next day, I came in and I gave him a compliment in front of the team, and I think he took that compliment and stuck with it. And ever since then, he's had double-digit rebounds, I think, 3 out of the 5 games.
Denton Holman stretch, got a lot of deflections. He was key for you defensively, too.
Yeah, Denton has been a first-team all-league defender all season. We felt as though the season he's had for us was good enough to grant him a first or second team all-league, but this conference is pretty tough, so he didn't receive that. But in our eyes, he's one of our best players. He had another terrific game defensively. I believe he only had 1 or 2 rebounds, but that was because he was stuck glued on his guy. We expect Denton to come out and have another tremendous defensive performance.
Zane Paul, 9 big points for you. And Dylan Topp, in a quarter and a half, he had 3 important rebounds.
Yeah, we call D-Top Stretch Junior. He comes off the bench, and we trust and believe in him to guard any offensive player the other team may have. He can defend different positions. He has his own skill, a little bit different than Stretch. So when he comes in, he's a perfect guy to relieve Stretch and allow Stretch to get a couple minutes rest. Zane Paul, 4-year starter. He's played point guard for me. Now he's playing shooting guard. we feel comfortable giving Jaden a breather, putting Zane at the point guard position, and him leading the offense with a different skill set than what Jaden might do. Jaden's more of a dribble drive guy. Zane is more of a shooter, and when he gets in the lane, he looks for other guys to score the basketball.
Sean Powell, third-year head coach, Bodkins Trojans, who are in a state championship game today against Columbus Grove. Completely different kind of opponent today than Richmond Heights on Friday. Richmond Heights did a fair amount of standing at the offensive end, a lot of motion movement away from the ball by Columbus Grove, an open post, no real true pivot player.
Yeah, two different teams. We knew Richmond Heights was a pick and roll, first pass, first shot type of team.
Right.
Columbus Grove, they're gonna move the basketball, try to take advantage of different screens on the weak side. They don't have a post player. It's kind of different than what Richmond Heights do, but we'll try to take advantage of their lack of post play and utilize our post on the offense and defensive end.
Reynolds, Burnesser, Clement, boy, they can all pump it up from distance.
Yeah, those three, man, they're just winners. I mean, if you want to describe them, they're winners. On the football field, they win, and then in wintertime, come basketball, they win in basketball. It's going to be tough for us to go out there and stop them, and we know that. We're going to try our hardest, and hopefully we'll be able to slow them down enough.
And let's bring back the state championship in boys D4 to Shelby County in Bodkins. Go get them, Coach.
Thank you.
Sean Powell, third-year head coach, Bodkins Trojans. He's optimistic. His club has played extremely well. Little swoon, middle of the season. Lost 3 out of 5. Final AP poll ranked 9th. Club is on a roll. Defense has been a stalwart. Will it shackle Columbus Grove? Different kind of offense from Columbus Grove today than Bodkins is used to seeing.
Yeah, I mean it's going to be kind of like looking in a mirror. You got a team that shoots threes. They like to go inside. Their point guard likes to get into the lane. It's exactly what Bodkins likes to do. So, you know, they know what they're up against. It's just executing. Whoever executes better, and the officiating will have a say on it too. If the officials are letting them play, I think it'll be a good basketball game. If they're calling a lot of touch fouls, we're going to watch the JVs play, and nobody came to see that.
Well, very good point, because New Boston Glenwood had its star player pick up a 4th and 5th foul late in the third quarter, early in the fourth. 10-point lead for Glenwood over Columbus Grove at that time. It all went down the drain because the New Boston team couldn't score well over the last 5 minutes, and Grove won by 5 points.
Well, why do you have your best player in the game if you're up 10 with 4 fouls?
It was surprising. I learned a lot, Chuck, from attending the Bodkins practices. Denton Holman is Stretch Senior. Dylan Topp is Stretch Junior. Columbus Groves, Blake Reynolds, Gabe Clement, Tate, and Bo Burnesser, by the way, are all second cousins. That might explain why this team has such dynamite synergy. The three families all have mothers who are first cousins. How about that for a little factoid?
Well, maybe if they had a nice dinner yesterday together and they got in a fight, maybe they won't be playing. Yeah. They won't play as well.
And Blake and Gabe and Tate and Bo share the same great grandparents, who were Ted and Eloise Verhoff. Bodkins may want to try and push it a little bit. Upset Columbus Grove's more methodical style. We'll see how that plays out. Height advantage, a little one to Bodkins. Maybe not significant. Jacob Plyman needs to score double digits on the inside. I think that is of paramount importance for the Trojans in this game.
Yeah, I mean, they have inside advantage. Carter Plyman, Jacob Plyman, when he's been playing well in this tournament, is outstanding around the basket. And Carter Plyman has had as good a tournament as he had in games all season.
Here are your starting lineups for the Botkins Trojans. They just announced the name of Jamison Meyer, but he is not a starter. The entire roster being introduced initially. Denton Holman, 6'5", senior, opens up at a power forward spot. Zane Paul, 5'11", senior guard. Jaden Pretty Powell, 5'10", senior, out at the point. Carter Plyman, 6'5", sophomore, and Jacob Plyman, 6'6", junior, in the middle. I tell you what, those four sizable young men for the Botkins Trojans, I'd love to have in a foxhole with me, Chuck. They would get you out of danger if you were buried in a foxhole. They're like Swiss Army knives on the basketball team.
Absolutely. Holman gets introduced. He's not going to score you a lot of points. Not a great shooter.
Nope.
Definitely not a good free throw shooter. But he is a rebounder. He is a defensive player. And he will get on the ball, on the floor after a basketball. I don't know how he has any skin left after the game on Friday.
Oh, these Trojans have been tough as nails here in the tournament. For Columbus Grove, starting at forward, Blake Reynolds, 6'4", 16 points a game, 33% three-point shooter. Ethan Hawker at forward, 6'1", senior, averaging 5 a game, a 33% three-point shooter. The guards are Tate Bernesser, 6'3" tall. He is a senior, 15 a game, 44% behind the arc for Tate Bernesser. Gabe Clement mans the point, 6'1", senior, 33% three-point shooter. He's at 11 a game. Trey Sauter, the head coach's son, 6'2", junior, 9 points a game, 41% behind the arc. Blake Reynolds, almost 16 a game. Tate Bernesser, 15 a game, leading the Columbus Grove Bulldogs in scoring. For Botkins, Jacob Plyman pushing 16 per outing, and Jaden Pretty pushing 15 per game. Carter Plyman just a hair under 10. Opening tip to start the game is won by Columbus Grove. Dribble drive, Blake Reynolds, elbow on the left. Grove in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Botkins the home white, gold numerals trimmed in black. Top of the circle, Clement has it stolen. Yanked away by Jaden Pretty. Pretty darts the other way. Laid up, good.
Yeah, he held the ball out, and Pretty said, I saw him say thank you very much when he took it, so it was very polite, and he went down and shot the layup at the other end.
Oh, what a clean pilfer by Pretty. He just yanked it away from Clement, head of the key, and away he went. Here's a shove-off by Columbus Grove outside the lane on the left. Blake Reynolds got away with a charge, missed an eight-footer, hit the backboard, came off, rebound Botkins.
Well, that answers the question, are they going to let him play?
Sure did on that series. That looked like a football guard against tackle. Here's a long triple by Jaden Pretty. Bullseye! Bullseye! Great start for Botkins. Jaden Pretty picking right up where he left off against Richmond Heights.
He had an outstanding semifinal game.
That sparkling performance. Here is Columbus Grove outside the arc, high right. It's Gabe Clement. Boy, if you get a lead on Columbus Grove, they might have to resort to shooting only threes. High right, it's Ethan Hawker 30 feet away. Back to Clement. Very methodical passing team. Not much dribbling by Columbus Grove. They do move without the ball extremely well. Here's Clement against Pretty. Works hard into the lane. Spins, ducks under. Flipped it back on the arc to a teammate who guns a three. Way short. Chucked up there by Ethan Hawker. Barely caught iron. Rebound Carter Plyman. Look at him go to work. He took it 60 feet down the floor and blew it. No good. Rebounding foul over the back on Carter Plyman.
That was a hustle play, and he just missed the free throw. That was the first time that Clement got into the lane, and they did it. I saw his footwork. He got around his defender, and there was Plyman standing there waiting for him. He had to get rid of it.
Botkins' defense so far has thrown a blanket over Columbus Grove, which trails 5-0. We played 2:10. Clement got away with a walk top of the circle. He caught it while running, continued to take a couple steps, never put the ball in the deck. Here's the ball entered down inside by Columbus Grove to Blake Reynolds. Reynolds has a little seven-footer. Hit the rim, spin around, come out. His first shot was short, got it back, nearly made the next one. And Botkins comes away with the board, leading 5-0. 5:22 to go here in the opening stanza. Pretty's got the ball between the rings. High right to Powell. Straight away, Carter Plyman. Now Zane Paul. Carter Plyman swings it around the head of the key. Zane Paul, baseline left. Jacob Plyman backs his defender down. Little shot fake. And he goes up strong with a six-footer. He's smacked on the arm. He's got two coming.
I like the fact he was using his footwork and trying to get the shot down there. See if they can guard you.
Again, height advantage, bulk advantage for Jacob Plyman on the interior for the Botkins Trojans. Two-shot foul situation, yes. 6-0 Botkins, 5:01 to go first quarter. Chris Sauter, head coach of the Columbus Grove Bulldogs, scored 61 points a game, allowed 44. Botkins allowed a few points less defensively and scored right around the 60 mark on the year. Good sign for Botkins. Both free throws all net for Jacob Plyman. And the Trojans sprint to a 7-0 edge. 4:53 to go first quarter. Here's Gabe Clement, 30 feet away for Columbus Grove. Works foul line. He's open. And he rims a 16-footer. It was down below the cylinder. Somehow snapped out. Tough break. Columbus Grove has had two shots go in, come out. Long three ball. Jaden Pretty behind the screen. My goodness! My goodness! He buries it. It was ruled a two or was it a three?
No, it was a three.
Jaden Pretty has drained a couple from distance. He's had a great steal and a driving layup. And Columbus Grove is down 10 zip. Outside the lane on the left, it's Blake Reynolds. Fakes right, goes left, pushing over guarding against Botkins.
Yeah, they called Top. He stuck a hand in that time.
Dylan Top on the floor now for the Trojans, who are up by 10 points, 10 zip. Opening 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Here's Clement. 35 feet away, Blake Reynolds. Fakes right, goes left against Top. Wants to fade away and shoot the 17-footer. Great defense by Top. Ball thrown left corner. Baseline drive by Columbus Grove. Great defense by Botkins. A block. A block by the Trojans. And then it's touched last by the Bulldogs, and it goes out of bounds.
Plyman blocked it with both hands, and it was almost like he threw a blanket on him.
Botkins' defense is smothering Columbus Grove. 10-0 Trojans. 3:55 to go. First quarter. Jamison Meyer on the floor. On the arc to Pretty. He steps into a long tray. Hits it! Hits it! Botkins on fire. Botkins on fire. Trojans are scorching the Nets. They are searing the nylon. 3:48 left, opening stanza. Botkins 13, Columbus Grove zip on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
What a beginning for the Botkins Trojans here today in this boys' D4 state championship. Hotter than a firecracker.
Well, Pretty's got 3 threes and 11 points in the first half of the first quarter.
And Botkins is aware of the strength of Jacob Plyman. Definitely a bulk and height advantage for him on the interior.
Yep, yep. They're going down inside, and then he's fine. He got the ball that last time, caught the ball, found Pretty out on the perimeter. They lost him, and that was all the road. As long as they're shooting that way, boy, it's going to be lights out for Columbus Grove. I'm not sure. They are. You call them methodical. I call them slow. And very plodding type offense.
But Chuck, is it my imagination, or does it appear as though Botkins knows about every step from Columbus Grove is going to happen. Botkins is beating Grove to every spot on the floor.
I think it looks that way because Botkins is that much quicker.
Top of the circle is Columbus Grove after the timeout. 25 feet away on the right is Blake Reynolds, fires down inside. Then the ball is pitched into the left corner where Souter guns up a long three. It skids off the rim. Rebound Zane Paul. Down to Carter Plyman, back to Zane. Wide open look. Got it! Three-pointer! Three-pointer! Zane Paul. 16-0 Botkins. 3:13 to go, first quarter. Dribble drive. Blake Reynolds tied up on the arc. Pinned by two players, foul against Botkins.
Jamison Myers had three really silly fouls in that semifinal game, and that was a silly foul right there. He just reached in and kind of whacked him in the head.
Tell you what, Chuck, Columbus Grove is not getting up on Botkins' shooters on the arc, not at all.
No, and I'll tell you, he's about three steps behind the NBA three, so that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, but the defense by Columbus Grove, shoddy here at the start. Dribble drive into the lane, Blake Reynolds stops on a dime, fakes, goes up, hits an eight-footer, and it took better than 5 minutes before Columbus Grove scored. 16-2, Botkins, 2:48 to go, opening period. Oh, here's a steal, telegraph pass. Gabe Clement takes it down the court, 45 feet to the rim, in. Clement swiped it just over the half-court line as Botkins got careless. And here's another steal. Great job in backcourt, but Jackson Schrader, a 5'10 junior, who's in now for Columbus Grove, he made another pickpocket, and then he was smacked to the ground. A lot of contact. What did they rule? Turnover?
Oh, it was on him. That was a foul on 12. He came flying into the group and knocked about three Botkins players down.
Offensive foul against Columbus Grove. Bodies flew. I caught a glimpse of the aftermath, and it went against Columbus Grove, and it stopped. A big possession by the Bulldogs after another theft. 16-4 after the little run of 4 points in a row by the Bulldogs. Here is Denton Holman, foul line extended right. Backs his defender down, shoots it from 8 feet, high off the backboard, didn't catch iron. Rebound Columbus Grove. Here's a quick 3-on-2 break, deflected. It's loose in the corner. Grove runs it down and throws it away. Botkins harassing Columbus Grove all over the floor, and the Trojans keep it up. Botkins scored the first 16. 5 minutes into the game before Grove tallied a point. It's 16-4. Four in a row by the Bulldogs, who still trail by a dozen. A minute 50 left, opening period. Here's Jacob Plyman back to the basket, 10 feet away. On the arc to Pretty. Takes right, goes left, navigates the middle, hooks up an eight-footer. My goodness, he made it! He suspended himself to Jaden Pretty, got the roll off the iron. What a tournament for Jaden Pretty. He's been splendid. 18-4, Botkins up 14. 1:26 to go, first quarter. Here's a step-back three by Tate Bernesser. Bingo! He's got it.
That was good defense, man. He had a hand in his face and everything.
Bernesser is a sharpshooter. 44% on the year from behind the arc. 18-7. Botkins up 11. Jacob Plyman foul line back of the basket. Minute to go here in the first quarter. Ball is swiped, stolen on the play by Columbus Grove. Nicely done by Hawker. Here's a dribble drive into the corner by Trey Sauter as the ball punched out of bounds by Botkins. Well, the 16-point lead has dwindled to 11, and Columbus Grove can get it down to single digits with points here. 55 ticks to go in the opening period. Ball lobbed from below the rim to Clement on the arc. Coming off a screen is Tate Bernesser. Long triple, 26-footer, high off the back iron. Rebound down to Botkins. 42 seconds to go, opening period of play. Let's see if Botkins elects to spread the floor a little bit and play for one. Jamison Myers got it, 35 feet out. Jamison fakes left, goes right. All over him is Souter. He tries for the steal, can't. Now Zane Paul works against Tate Bernesser. On the arc, it's Jacob Plyman. Might as well be content to shoot one here at the buzzer.
Well, now if you're down to 16,
13, 12, 11. Deep left corner, Carter Plyman hemmed in, throws it out to Holman, cross court to Jamison Meyer. Deep right corner, Jacob Plyman, open, goes to the basket with five to go.
Wow.
And knocks it down. He banked it in. And with 8/10 of a second left to the first quarter, a 70-footer is thrown up there by Bernesser. It is off the top of the backboard. Bodkins 20, Columbus Grove 7. First quarter is like the first ever football game between the two schools on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
End of one quarter. Bodkins 20, Columbus Grove 7 in this boys' D4 state championship game at the UD Arena. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, offers a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Bodkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in just 15 minutes. 10 to 6, Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Oh, a fantastic start to this game for the Bodkins Trojans, who ripped off 16 before Columbus Grove scored better than 5 minutes into this game.
Well, Jason Pretty had 13 in the first quarter. Zane Paul hit a three, and Jacob Plyman had a basket and two free throws. The two free throws were a good sign for him.
Here is Bodkins with possession to start playing the second. Opportunity to get points, two possessions in a row, having made the final bucket of the first quarter. Pretty on the arc. Left wing, it goes on the play to Dylan Top. Back outside to Powell. Oh, nice little lob pass down inside to Jacob Plyman. He's got an angle on the defender. Missed a five-footer. Hit the backboard rim and skidded away. Nice board work by Tate Bernesser of Columbus Grove, which dodged a bullet there. 25 feet out on the arc is Trey Sauter, who makes a move, goes to the elbow on the left, and he meets resistance and is fouled.
Yeah, Jacob Plyman stuck a hand out and grabbed him as he went by. You can't hand check, especially in the middle of the court.
Four fouls each team. 7:27 to go, second quarter. Bodkins 20, Columbus Grove 7. Straight away, Tate Bernesser. Fakes left, goes right. Doubled by Pretty. Bernesser thought about the long 24-footer. Didn't trigger it. Here's Jackson Schrader, 5'10 junior. Handoff on the play to Blake Reynolds. Reynolds has it 17 feet away. Leans in, fakes, doesn't shoot. Then lets it fly. Off balance. No. Hit the rim, carom to Carter Plyman. Here comes Bodkins.
Should have shot. He had an open shot on the first one. Turned the second one into a tough play.
Oh, nice little pick and roll. Good play down inside to Holman. Pass from Pretty. And the shot by Holman missed. Jacob Plyman stuck in the rebound. No basket. Foul number two. Very iffy call. Kind of reminds me of the big call that went against New Boston Glenwood and took Kyle Sexton, their star player, off the court early in the fourth quarter of that game. That was in the other regional, or I should say state semifinal, on Friday. 13-point lead, Bodkins. We played a minute 15, second quarter. Here's Tate Bernesser, 30 feet away. Into the post, Reynolds, backing his man down, spins, hits, and a foul. Oh, he's strong. Blake Reynolds, 6'4", 16 a game. If there is something on this club that does resemble a post player, it is Reynolds.
And yeah, but he's a back to the basket because he backs him down, and then gets the shot off. You got to be strong. You got to do an arm bar and make sure he can't push you back. Get a wide base.
If Reynolds below the foul line can be mighty good as well as on the arc, he cans the free throw, and it's now 20-10. Bodkins up 10. 90 seconds played, second quarter. Jamison Meyer, high arching three, left wing, does everything but go in, skims around the rim, long rebound, Columbus Grove, long 70-foot pass to Clement, layup, got it, and a foul, Meyer, from behind, and momentum has turned.
It's starting to slide, and they called that on Meyer. He shoved him from behind on the shot for no reason at all, and that's turning it into a possible three-point play.
Wow, what a home run pass by Columbus Grove. After the miss by Jamison Meyer, it nearly went in. Boy, it tickled every centimeter of that orange iron and then came off, and Columbus Grove wasted no time. Gabe Clement converts on the three-point play chance, and Bodkin's 16-point lead has been whittled to 7, 20-13. Columbus Grove trailing Bodkin's, 6:12 to go here in the second quarter. Well, Columbus Grove responding nicely to Botkin's opening shot here at the outset of this game. Fine statement by Columbus Grove, which is right back in it. Here's the ball thrown to Holman in the right corner. He's guarded loosely. Now Carter Plyman, high right, picked up by Clement. 5:50 left here in the second quarter. Jamison Meyer, Zane Paul, 35 feet away. Jaden Pretty being held. There's the arm bar. Pretty fades away. He's hacked up on the arm. Fouled badly. No call. Columbus Grove got away with one there. Here's Satter deep in the right corner for Columbus Grove. Whips a pass below the basket to the opposite corner, and Bodkins gets a piece of it. Chuck, I've never seen a foul so clearly made by Columbus Grove on a short jump shot not called as the last one.
Well, fouled him twice because he hooked him when he was trying to get loose to get the ball.
Unbelievable.
And then got him right on the arm. I mean, they've seen him shoot. He doesn't shoot the ball like that.
5:20 left to go, second quarter. Columbus Grove can shave Bodkin's lead to 5. Here's a fadeaway 19-footer by Bernesser. No good off the back flange. Rebound to the foul line to Gabe Clement. Makes it! 15-footer, Clement. Will Bodkins get a timeout? They're up by only 5. It was 16-0. It's now 20-15. Columbus Grove has really stepped up intensity at the defensive end. Clement backdoor to Powell. Powell kicked it off his foot. It's loose in the baseline. Bodkins picks it up. It's Holman low on the right. Scores. Foul, though, before the shot. And a Columbus Grove player is shaken up. Chuck, we will take a break right here. If this delay results in any length, and it looks like it might. Sauter shaken up, right shoulder. 4:50 to go, second period.
He's out.
Bodkins up 5. And the Columbus Grove player is replaced. The result of the play was a common foul against Columbus Grove, the team's third. Bodkins has scored a bucket, but the foul clearly was prior to the make. Here's Pretty inbounding below the rim. Deep right corner, it goes to Holman. Out back to Jacob Clyman, handoff to Pretty. 20-15, Bodkins, 4:44 left in the second quarter. Pretty goes baseline, and now a ticky-tacky hand check is called against the Bulldogs. Officiating a little inconsistent right now.
Yeah, Schrader was holding him the whole time.
Yes, he was. And that's what Columbus Grove is trying to get away with. Their defense was soft in the first quarter. Not now. Timeout, Bodkins. 4:41 to go, second quarter. Botkins up 5, 2015 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunk in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Oh, a nice play by the Botkins Trojans after the timeout. Below the rim, the ball was fed to Denton Holman. Hit a little two-footer, bounced around and dropped right through.
Carter Plyman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Carter Plyman made it. He got a little feed from Holman. Carter got a favorable bounce on the iron to extend Botkins' lead to 7. Here's Columbus Grove attacking. Baseline drive. Yes. Yes. It counts. Looked like it could have been a charge. Pretty fell backward. There was contact, but give the two-pointer to Blake Reynolds. And Columbus Grove is within 5. 22-17. 4:06 to go, second quarter. Well, Chuck, my thoughts about this game being played in the 40s, maybe even the upper 30s, have gone by the wayside.
Blake, yeah, I didn't care for the call either. They just showed a replay. It was an obvious charge.
Free throw by Blake Reynolds, way short. Long rebound, Columbus Grove, jerked away by Pretty of Botkins. Officiating has not gone Botkins' way here in the second period, that's for sure. Pretty, top of the circle, wants to drive, can't do it. That is Zane Paul, 30 feet out. Jacob Plyman parked in the left corner. Zane behind the arc. Here's Carter Plyman, 30 feet out. Hand off to Zane. Several feet from the UD logo. 3:38 to go, second quarter. Botkins up 5. Pretty, deep left corner. Boys, Columbus Grove ever clamped down defensively. Backing in. Carter Plyman, low on the left. Oh, what a shot! Over Tate Bernesser. Carter Plyman went up strong and looped in a little six-footer, all cord. 24-17, Botkins, 3:19 to go, first half. Here is Blake Reynolds out of the arc, dribbling, hands off to a teammate, gets it back, and he is roughed up on the play by Botkins.
That's two on top, so they've got two on top, two on Plyman.
Well, Jacob Plyman's got to play the rest of this first half at two fouls. 3:15 to go, second quarter. And it is a 7-point lead for Botkins. 1-1 upcoming for Columbus Grove on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Hey, your local Lennox dealer is Steve and Ted's in Anna, 8315 State Route 119 West. Steve and Ted's services, phone 419-628-2645. 628-2645. For Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Got started in 2002. Thanks to Steve Hooker and Ted Burning. And Steve and Ted's has built a superb reputation since. Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. First free throw made by Reynolds of Columbus Grove. Second shot mighty hard off the back frame. Long rebound to Dylan Top of Botkins, which leads by six, 24-18. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Botkins leaped on top at the start, 16-zip. Columbus Grove tightened the screws on defense and has clawed right back into this affair. Boys D4 state championship. Here's Zane Paul into the lane. Well guarded. Might have been fouled. Missed it wide right. Got the rebound back. Shoveled it to Holman. Deep left corner. Pretty. Flips it right back to the post to Top. Jammed out of bounds by Columbus Grove.
I have no idea how Zane Paul got that ball back. He had three people around him.
I tell you what, Columbus Grove is playing extremely physical.
They are playing, and we said if they're going to let them play, and they are letting them play.
Hands on. Zane Paul, head of the key, picks up the dribble. Goes to Jamison Meyer, and he is tracked right now by Souter. Jamison could not get an inch. Jamison gets a screen 30 feet away. Little pick and roll with Carter Plyman. Baseline left. Carter Plyman against Reynolds. Banks it. No good. Rebound volleyballed. Thrown on the arc to Zane Paul. Chucks up a three short. Rebound popped up in the air, but Carter Plyman yanked down to Grove. Here comes Reynolds. High right to Sauter. 20 feet away. Botkins with six. 24-18. 2 minutes left here in the first half. On a weave, Reynolds foul line, step back, fadeaway shot, bullseye, 17-footer. I tell you what, Reynolds at 6'4", that fadeaway shot of his cannot be stopped. Here's Pretty driving baseline left. He's checked and fouled.
Well, it's about time they called it because I'm telling you, Schrader can't guard him, but if they're going to allow him to hold, he can guard him.
Team foul situation had been 9-4 before that one. That's the fifth on Columbus Grove. 24-20 in favor of Botkins, which led 16-0. A 20-8 stretch by Columbus Grove since about the 4.5-minute mark of the first quarter. Great response. Here's Paul on the arc. Paul, dribble drive. Oh, what a badly telegraphed pass. Clement, easy pick, drives down the floor and lays it in. Botkins falling asleep, extremely careless. That's what two or three that Columbus Grove has intercepted out near the timeline. And it's a two-point game, 24-22. Botkins up a bucket, 1:20 to go till halftime. Columbus Grove is overplaying, over-guarding, getting hands in, and is disrupting Botkins' offense right now. Zane Paul on the arc. Trojans up two. Zane fakes left, goes right. Feeds to Carter Plyman. He sizes one up from distance. Three-pointer hard. Long rebound, Jacob Plyman. 56 seconds to go till halftime. Wow, what looked like an early game blowout is now a tight one.
4 points in the second quarter here after scoring 20 in the first.
Here is Pretty near midcourt. 40 seconds to go first half. Starts to drive. Goes to work on Clement. Fadeaway 15-footer foul line. Hit the back rim. Stuck for a second. And it fell through. Botkins will take it. Big basket by Pretty. Here is Reynolds driving baseline left. Hooks it far corner to a teammate. Souter long three. Way short. Now Botkins' opportunity here to play for one into the first half. Zane Paul thought about shooting the three. He's got an avenue. Down the lane. Missed it. No good. Stick back. Yes. Stick back. Yes. Carter Plyman. Foul. Foul on the play. Count it. We've got an add one coming for Carter. Botkins up six.
And Carter Plyman has been the offense here in the second quarter. Without him, they'd be behind now.
Botkins 28, Columbus Grove 22. Botkins got a defensive stop. Last trip down to Grove. Zane Paul attacked for Botkins. Got into the teeth of the Columbus Grove defense. Carter Plyman made a nice follow-up shot. Missed the free throw short. Grove has a chance for a long three before the buzzer. Here's Reynolds, 30 feet out. He wants to step back and launch it. Can't. Goes to a teammate left corner. It is Souter. No good. It grazed the rim. Bodkins up once, 16-0. Saw that lead dissipate by 10 here at halftime. Trojans up by a scant 6. Anybody's contest in this boys D4 state championship. Bodkins 28, Columbus Grove 22. It's our radio break. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Bodkins did lead 16-0 midway through the first quarter. Columbus Grove nearly wiped out that 16-point spread. It's got it down to 4, I think, once, Chuck. It's 6 here at intermission, 26-22. Bodkins, 28-22. Bodkins up by a half dozen. We're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who visit us from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main, Bodkins. Known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Meyer's Tavern in Bodkins. Breakfast begins at 6. The omelets are outstanding. Terrific strip loin steak dinners for just $12.50. They're served after 4. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by. Hang out at Myers. Have a seat. Have a burger. We bet you won't find better. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. To place your carryout from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. Our halftime report here at the UD Arena in this boys D4 state championship game brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, take it away.
Well, Botkins has a 14-9 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards. Both teams only turned the ball three times with the defensive pressure. That's pretty impressive. Botkins went to the free throw line three times, made two. Columbus Grove went four times and made three individual scoring. Columbus Grove only had three young men score. They had Blake Reynolds with 10, Tate Bernesser with 3, and Gabe Clement with 7. Nobody else scored. They scored 7 and 15, 22 for the first half. Botkins led by Jaden Pretty with 15. He had 13 in the first quarter. Then they got 6 out of Carter Plyman all in the second quarter. 4 from Jacob Plyman and 3 on a 3 in the first quarter by Zane Paul. They scored 20 and then 8. They lead at 28-22 at the half. Botkins is shooting. Where's the game? Botkins is shooting 52%, 57% from 3, and 67% from the free throw line. Columbus Grove shooting 40% from the floor, 20% from the three-point, 60% from free throws, yet it's only a 6-point game.
I hate to say this, Chuck, but fouls are going to be a factor. As several more called on Botkins than Columbus Grove. Tough stretch for Botkins, middle of that first half. It seemed like every call went against the Trojans. A little bit one-sided, got straightened out latter part of that second period. Columbus Grove does a great job keeping the ball in the hands of Reynolds, Tate Bernesser, and Clement, the three main go-to guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Jacob Plyman, Jamison Meyer, and Dylan Topp all have 2 fouls for Jackson. On the other side, for Trey Saunter, he has 3 fouls, and Jackson Schrader has 2 fouls. They have 5 of the 6 fouls for Columbus Grove.
Right. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. 4 minutes away from the beginning of our third quarter. It is Botkins 28, Columbus Grove 22 in this boys D4 state championship from the UD Arena on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
We are still about 2.5 minutes away from the opening of our third quarter. Botkins 28 and Columbus Grove 22. Columbus Grove, Chuck, in the state semifinal, got 22 points from Blake Reynolds, 14 from Tate Bernesser, 12 from Gabe Clement, and the Bulldogs continue to follow that script here today.
The only 3 that have scored.
Right.
There's a few of them that if they want to shoot the ball, I'm happy to let them shoot it. But they were 1 of 10. Everybody else on the team was 1 of 10 in the first half.
Wow. And Botkins has done a pretty good job forcing the ball down inside. But all of a sudden, there was a stretch where contact on shots near the rim was ignored by the officials.
Yeah, and luckily, Carter Plyman, his three baskets were
yes,
the degree of difficulty in the .9 area.
Right.
And Carter, Jacob Plyman needs to be stronger when he goes up inside. He's missed two pretty easy ones. They were contested, but their baskets you got to make or get fouled. You got to get one of the two. You can't just miss the basket and not get fouled.
If fouls called, foul trouble, free throw percentage. They're going to weigh heavily in the fourth quarter of this game.
Well, all the young men with two fouls for Botkins, they just got to make sure that they don't pick up that third one real early.
Yep. Special.
Jameson Myers has two. They're going to need him before this game's over.
Yep, no doubt. 28-22, Botkins with six after sprinting out to a 16-0 bulge in the first 4 minutes or so of the first quarter of this game. Every day, banks can support us as we turn life's goals into big accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve your goals like going to college, opening a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Hey, how about this? A deal you can't turn down. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Take advantage through the end of the month. You receive free of charge a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. The cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets compared to the big box stores. Sale ends end of the month. 18 months same as cash. Financing available. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. That's Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center.
Well, both these teams have had the same dream since they were kids about being in this situation right now, and they are one half away from being able to realize it. Club Miss Grove will have the ball first here to start the third quarter.
Yep, how you start the second half is often critical. Columbus Grove tries to slice Botkins' six-point advantage to three or four on this opening second half possession. Foul line extended left. Wide open shooter Blake Reynolds. Oh, missed one. That was crooked. Off to the right. Reynolds normally.
He got a good look.
Yes, yes. He was semi-guarded, went up over the top of Zane Paul, and could not connect. Skimmed off the right side of the rim. Zane Paul down the floor for Botkins. He triggers a quick tray. It's off to the right. It barely caught iron. Two poor shots, one by each team, to start the second half. 28-22 in favor of Botkins. Here's Reynolds into the lane, hemmed in, back to the basket, throws to Clement on the arc, and let's see, what do we have? Timeout called by head coach Souter of Columbus Grove. No inadvertent whistle. Timeout was not called. So the Bulldogs throw it back onto the court of play. 1 minute gone, third quarter. Botkins 28, Columbus Grove 22. Sauter's got the ball high right. Gives it up straight away to a teammate. Now back to Clement. Weaves down the lane. Little scooper at the basket. Short, no good. Clement somehow got the rebound among the trees. Then threw it to Reynolds. Stops in the paint area. Back to Sauter on the arc. He lets it fly from three and hits it. Yep, there you go. Long possession for Columbus Grove. Somewhat of a scattered floor. Sauter took advantage. And since the game was 0-0, this is the closest Columbus Grove has been, 28-25. 6:20 left, third quarter. Can Botkins regain composure and answer the bell? Down inside, Jacob Plyman, muscling, four-footer, two men on him, he scores!
He got away with a double dribble, too, because I think he just fumbled the ball. I don't think there was any touch there, but we're not going to complain.
Oh, power move by Jacob Plyman, all muscle. 30-25, Botkins by five. 55-57 to go third quarter. Popping out to catch, high right, Clement. Angles foul line down the lane. Little teardrop right in front, unguarded. He's got it. 30-27, weak defense. But
yeah, and they know that's coming. That's what they talked to me about before the game.
Here's Jacob Plyman outside the arc on the right. Now goes to the mid post. Here's Jacob Pretty straight away. Long three, way short. You could tell when it left his hand. Nice rebound, Holman. Holman hesitates. Hesitated too long, got it blocked. Plyman gets it back in a foul in the act of shooting. Denton, if he goes up strong the first time, has got a gimme.
Yeah, layup. There wasn't anybody between him and the basket.
Jacob Plyman, fortunately, snatched up the offensive rebound. He's got two free throws here with Columbus Grove within three, 30-27.
Carter Plyman has gotten his hands on three or four rebounds that he couldn't pull, but he's tipped them back to his players.
Free throw, Jacob Plyman in the air. Bingo, he's got it. Botkins 31, Columbus Grove 27. Second shot here for Jacob. Eyes the goal. Wow. See, 4 for 4, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
Nails them both. Good job, Jacob Plyman. Botkins 32, Columbus Grove 27. Here come the Bulldogs. This has been an unbelievably resilient team here today, falling behind by 16 to Botkins in the first 4 minutes. Here is Columbus Grove's Clement, 25 feet away on the left. Gets a screen for Mentals. Clement right down the lane. Another teardrop. Oh, he replicated the previous move. Clement carving up Botkins. Here's Jacob Plyman on the arc. Three-point game again. 32-29. 4:48 to go, third quarter. Holman looks inside for Jacob. He catches mid-post. Back to the basket. Wants to drive. Spins. Bustling down, reaching on the play, but Columbus Grove, it's ruled a jump.
Oh, my goodness.
Good double team by the Bulldogs. Arrow Botkins, which gets it inside court. 4:37 left, third quarter.
Looks like all arms to me.
It could have been called a foul very easily. It was on the floor, but could have been whistled against Columbus Grove. Here's the ball inbounded low on the right to the driving Pretty, and it's kicked out of bounds by Columbus Grove. No, it's changed. The call is changed.
I think it's changed correctly. Jaden just couldn't pull the ball in.
Yep.
He was the last one to touch it. He's asking for a foul, but on talking just actual possession, they had the right play.
That was proper officiating right there. Now Columbus Grove can tie the game with a three. Here's a baseline drive in the right corner by Reynolds. He is really forcing the action, and Holman gets over late, picks up another foul.
Caught it on top. That's his third.
Oh, it's on Dylan Top. He has three. 32-29, Botkins, 4:20 left in the third quarter. Foul line extended right back to the basket. The 6'4 Reynolds against Top, twisting, turning. Oh, blocked on the play by Botkins. And it's ruled a two-shot foul. I don't know about that.
That's four on top. The guy who had no angle at it at all is the one that made the call.
But it's not a shooting foul? Oh, I'm really confused. Timeout called, 32-29. Botkins hangs onto a three-point lead, 4:15 left third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, Clement will inbound. Clearly it looked like Columbus Grove was attempting to shoot the ball. I thought Botkins crammed it. It was called a foul, not shooting. Common on the floor. Grove throws in 4:10 to go, third quarter. Bodkins up three. Dribble drive, baseline right. It is Reynolds, a lot of traffic, and then he flips it out of trouble. Looked like he took steps. Tell you what, Chuck, the officiating at the sectional and district, excellent. Regional and state, it's been a little uneven. 3:50 left, third quarter. Clement dribbling on the arc. Almost launched. Two-man game. Reynolds, Clement. Reynolds fakes right, goes left, moving screen against the Bulldogs.
And about 13 feet away from where the actual ball was, so I'm not sure what happened.
Well, we've got a television timeout with Botkins clinging to a three-point edge. 32-29, 3:44 left. Third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-tangemanfh.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
It is Botkins possession midway third quarter. Trojans up 3:32-29. Holman in the half court. Back to the basket. Down the left sideline. Now 35 feet away, Carter Plyman. Botkins sets the attack, leading with three. Once led 16-0. Here's Jaden Pretty near center circle on the bounce. What a fantastic response by Columbus Grove. And this is anybody's ballgame. Pretty on the arc as Botkins remains patient in this offensive set. Pretty gives it up, gets it back. Wants to drive down the right side of the lane. Spins, fadeaway shot, 10-footer. In, out, won't go, won't go. Tough break. Rebound Columbus Grove. Shot, but Pretty did everything but stay in there. Somehow it snapped out. Ball disappeared below the ring, and now Columbus Grove can tie or cut it to one. Pretty has been on fire. That shot was a near make. Deep left corner, Grove handling it carefully. It's Ethan Hawker. Now to Reynolds. He's the go-to guy. Power move, baseline left to the rack, and that one goes in, out, in, out. Tough break for Columbus Grove. That appeared to be dead center, hit the backboard rim, jiggled around. Started to go down in, and it popped away. Botkins collected the rebound. 2:15 to go, third quarter. 32-29, Botkins up three. Each club gets a tough break on a short shot. Here's Pretty fadeaway, foul line extended right. Got it! Jaden Pretty, nice maneuver. Took his defender in the lane, got him off balance, raised up and hit it. And jockeying down the floor through the paint area goes Reynolds for Columbus Grove. Boy, he's a hard guard. He's got a lot of heft on him. He's 6'4". He controls the ball well on the bounce. And when he gets up momentum, Chuck, you can't help but hinder him and make contact because Columbus Grove clears out for him nicely. Common foul against Botkins. Team's third. Here's a straightaway three ball by Columbus Grove. Burmester hits it. Burmester pours in a triple, and Botkins' lead is two. 34-32, a minute 38 to go, third quarter. Here's Pretty on top. High left to Zane Paul. Gets a screen from Holman. Holman rolls. Nothing there. Now Carter Plyman looks for Jacob at the elbow on the right. Back to the basket. Right corner Carter. He's got a little avenue in the lane. Fadeaway six-footer. Hacked on the arm. Delayed whistle. Thank goodness the proper call was eventually made.
Two of them ignored it.
Yep, Columbus Grove was off and running the other way. And eventually the whistle did sound. Carter Plyman's, eight-footer fell 3 feet short.
Yeah, he got hit on the arm. It was obvious. He couldn't follow through.
Two free throws, Carter, the first, hits the front rim, hits it again, good. Kerplunk, it fell through. Favorable roll, soft touch, Carter Plyman. Trojan shooting fouls nicely. 35-32, Botkins up three, Carter Plyman again, right through the cords. All net, 36-32, Botkins up four. 1:16 to go, third quarter.
Need a couple of stops.
And Columbus Grove's offense, much more efficient since the first 4 minutes of the game. Oh, here's a bad pass. A wild one by Columbus Grove in the lane. Loose ball, top of the circle. Paul taps it to Pretty. A couple Trojans spun around. Foul. Columbus Grove. Ball out of bounds to Botkins. Important segment here in this game. Three team fouls, Botkins, four on Grove here in this half.
Schrader is back in the game, and he did a nice job on Pretty. He does the best job on him with what I've seen so far with Columbus Grove.
Here is Jaden down the floor outside the arc on the left to Paul. Wants to shoot, can't. Here's Jamison Meyer. Oh, backdoor pass. What a dandy. Jamison Meyer threaded the needle. He snaked one to the driving Jaden Pretty. Couldn't get the shot to go, but Jaden smartly in traffic got it to the rim down below the hoop and was floored by a couple of Grove players. Two shots for Pretty with Botkins up four. 53 seconds to go, third quarter. These are big. Foul shot, Jaden Pretty, front rim, backboard, and it's trickling in. 37-32, Botkins up five.
After his 13-point first quarter, he's at 18 now, so he's still scoring some.
Oh, yeah. But he is being spied on heavily.
He's working harder than he did for the 13.
Yes, Columbus Grove not letting him freely shoot. Free throw, rimmed, in and out, no good. And Carter Plyman is called for an unusual foul on the offensive glass on the missed free throw. I said Carter, I think. I should have said Jacob.
That's his third.
Team's four.
Hey, it wasn't anything I saw.
And Columbus Grove will bring it down, trailing by five, 37-32. Botkins needs a stop here at the end of the third stanza. Outside the arc, it's Souter. Souter goes straight away to Hawker. Now Clement, 25 feet out, picked up by Pretty. Clement over guards. Clement throws opposite to Souter. Nice drive into the lane. Shot blocked on the play by Jacob Plyman. Loose ball gobbled up by Grove, which resets. Good defense by Botkins there. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Important sequence here. Far right wing, Souter down to 15. Gives it up to Hawker. Now Clement on the arc. Pretty overplays in middle of the floor. Clement nearly walked. Cross-court pass for Souter. Picked off by Carter Plyman. 3 seconds left. Carter at midcourt. It's on target. Off to the left. And the distance. 5-point lead, Botkins. Trojans defended well down the final stretch of that third period of play. 37-32, black and gold as we enter the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Here is a big shout-out for you from the Brett Meyer family. Brett, of course, the longtime fine basketball coach at Botkins. As the Meyer family says hello to Molly and Rick Biddle in Alberta, Minnesota. Cindy King Liebeck, also up in Minnesota, in the city of Minneapolis. Cindy is a Botkins native. Brother Jeff King played on that 1994 state semifinal team for the Trojans. A shout out to Dawn and Bill Hutchinson in Atlanta, Georgia, from the Myers and ScoresBroadcast.com. To Dan Fry, Denver, Colorado, the uncle of Jameson Meyer, the Botkins player. And a shout out to all of the Napoleon Army up in Northwest Ohio. Here we go, final 8 minutes. Columbus Grove possession. Bulldogs down 5. Weave out front, Reynolds. Goes to work against Holman. Spin move in the lane. Oh, look at him dive to the rim. Got it for 2. Was Reynolds determined? Jameson Meyer gets the ball deep right corner quickly. Lets it go. No. Long rebound. Pretty. He fires. Hits a triple. Hits a triple.
Wow.
Meyer missed it. The rebound ricocheted very long. And Pretty countered. Sparkling tournament. Dazzling performances. Game after game for the coach's son, Jaden Pretty. 40-34 Botkins. 7:12 to go, fourth quarter. Reynolds drives on Holman. Carter Plyman meets him at the rim. It looked like one or two got mitts in the ball. It's called a foul.
If they call it on Holman, that's a terrible call. He had all ball. They couldn't. If they wouldn't have called on Plyman, I might buy it. Right in front of us, all ball.
Ref Jacob Plyman on the bench at the moment. It's Holman, Carter Plyman, Zane Paul, Pretty, Jameson Meyer. Fouled in the act of shooting was Reynolds for Columbus Grove, and his free throw dances around and comes out.
Well, do you know when somebody's going to miss a free throw when the ball's in the air and he's halfway down the lane walking? It should have been a violation.
7-11 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Botkins up 6, 40-34. Second free throw for Reynolds. Bounces it once, twice. This is a 74% foul shooting team. Oh, he missed it. He missed it strong. Botkins is out shooting Columbus Grove at the free throw line. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. Over guarding big time on Clement in backcourt. As he was shoulder to shoulder with Zane Paul, that's got to be called. And the team fouls now are up to 6 on Grove. 1 minute played, fourth quarter.
Yeah, you can't reach across the body and make a play. You got to use your other hand.
Botkins in the lead by a half dozen. Pretty timeline on the bounce. Still dribbling. Picked up a Jackson Trader. Now to Zane Paul below the foul stripe. Here's Jacob Plyman backing one defender down. Another short 5-footer. No. Oh, a great offensive rebound by Holman. Back on the arc to Carter Plyman. He whistles down the lane. Kisses one in off the window. Carter Plyman. Beautiful shot by Carter. Botkins up by 8. 42-34, 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Oh, that was a sharp drive by Carter Plyman. Reynolds trying to do it all. He's trying to do it all. Baseline right. Little juke move. Jab step to the left. Goes up strong. Hack from behind. Foul. Holman. Botkins. And the Trojans are going to run out of big men before long. Blake Reynolds toes the stripe again. And you can tell, Chuck, it's the Blake Reynolds show right now.
So they got a couple of players. Reynolds and one of their players were kind of chewing at each other on that last play.
Oh, my goodness. Blake Reynolds just missed free throw number 3 consecutively. It hit the heel, kicked away. Botkins up 8, 6:24 to go, fourth quarter. Team fouls, 6 each team. Both clubs in the bonus. Second shot, Reynolds. High Archer. Good. He goes 1 of 4 in the last half minute at the foul stripe.
He had missed his last four, counting the second quarter before he made that one.
7-point lead, Botkins, 42-35. Had been 8. It was 16 halfway through the first quarter. 16-0. Zane Paul in the arc. Deep left corner, Carter Plyman. Carter on the bounce through the lane, right around one man, another, and leaning in and going underneath Carter Plyman is the defender for Columbus Grove, who picks up a two-shot foul. And that's 4 on Schrader.
I don't know if that hurts him much. He did make a 3, but he hasn't really, we haven't called his name much for anything else.
Big foul shots, Carter Plyman to push the lead to 9. Fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw, lot of rim. He's got it.
I was right. It was short. It just happened to bounce around and go in.
Feather-like touch, but Carter Plyman.
He's having a game.
Yep, he's made plays here in the second half, big ones. That last driving goal was major.
Kind of makes you wonder what the next 2 years are going to bring for the young man.
He's just a soft. That one lipped the rim and came out. Rebound gathered by Reynolds of Grove, which trails by 8. 5:56 to go. Here's Reynolds at the elbow on the left. Fadeaway 15-footer with a hand in his face, and he knocks it down.
That's a tough shot.
Unconscious. Well, you wonder how he can make those and miss the free throws.
No hand in his face.
Quickly, 4-court left, Zane Paul. Lead is 6 for Botkins. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Zane's got it on the arc. Clement jumping up and down trying to steal. Cross-court pass, Jacob Plyman. And he zips a dangerous one.
Man, they got to be careful with that.
Ooh, opposite side of the floor for Paul. Clement nearly got his mitts around it.
I think if he would have stuck both hands, he could have caught it instead of tipping it away.
Righto. Jamison Meyer in for Dylan Top for Botkins. 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Boys, D4 state championship from the UD Arena. Botkins has led from the start.
Well, Myers checked into the game, and all, then three coaches were up pointing to him in the corner to the defenders now.
Ball inbounded to Pretty near midcourt. All over him is Clement. Pretty on the bounce. Now Jamison Meyer. Botkins tries to stretch the floor. Clement guarding Pretty tightly. He enters the lane. Oh, what a great lob! What a great lob! Down inside for Carter Plyman. Beautiful assist.
Beautiful.
Fantastic play. Carter Plyman got the deuce. Fade away in the lane by Columbus Groves. Blake Reynolds. Too hard. He was well guarded. Reynolds may be trying to do too much. Botkins up 8 with the ball. That last pass by Pretty was pretty. Here's Carter Plyman down low on the left to Jacob. On the arc to Zane Paul. This is a dagger. It's good. Botkins up 11. Timeout Columbus Grove. Zane Paul just poured in a 27-footer unguarded outside the arc high left.
Just one extra pass that time. Carter Plyman got it on the top, found Zane Paul on the wing, threw the extra pass, and boom. And that double-figure lead is huge. It's not over. There's still 4:41 to go.
Oh, yeah.
But you feel better if you're a Botkins fan right now.
What a response by the Trojans. Columbus Grove whittled it all the way down to, what, 2 points?
2 points.
After being down 16. So a fantastic statement made by Columbus Grove, which...
Well, they're here for a reason.
Yes. Oh, yeah. This is a rock-solid ball club. But Columbus Grove got right back into the game. They worked hard, trimmed it all the way down to 2. Botkins with a response of its own, and the Trojans have pushed it out to 11, 48-37. What a shot by Zane Paul. Zane doesn't miss many when he's playing a game of skunk.
No. When he gets his feet set, and it's 11-5 here in the fourth quarter, that is a good run now for Botkins. They need to keep going.
Trojans are in the 1-1. So is Columbus Grove. Another significant possession here. If Botkins can halt Grove, Botkins will get the ball back up 11 with 4 to play in the game and in the bonus. Here is Reynolds dribbling down the left side of the lane. Running left-hander. Not a real good shot. Missed it. No good. Rebound pinballed right back to Reynolds for the cripple. He got the snowbird. Right bounce
Well,
off fingertips. Here is Pretty midcourt, Clement all over him. Pretty into the lane, stops, doesn't shoot, wise move. Bogdan's up 9, 4:12 to go, fourth quarter. Ball straight away, 48-39. Here's a long cross-court pass to Jacob Lyman, who takes the dribble and flushes it. He dunks it. Jacob Lyman, who threw that ball, Chuck?
Again, Carter Plyman.
Carter Plyman, a wicked pass. A 30-footer high on the left to Jacob Plyman, who is barreling along the right baseline. Fadeaway shot, Reynolds. 19-footer on the arc. He falls down as he lets it go. Wide right. Rebound in the corner. Botkins has got it. Timeout, Columbus Crew. 50-39, Trojans. 3:44 left. It's Botkins' game to win right now on scorersbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
But Chuck, the theme that's emerging in this game as we push down under 4 minutes with Botkins leading 50-39 is that the Trojans are clearly more well-rounded and balanced. It has been the Blake Reynolds show much of the second half for Columbus Grove. He's a marked man out there. That Botkins is defending him with vigor, a lot of physicality. Yeah, Reynolds can dish it out, but you can't make jump shot after jump shot with two Trojans hanging all over you.
Well, Bernesser has hit two threes. He's only taken two threes. They're not letting him shoot the ball. Now, I don't know if it's that good a defense or Reynolds just trying to take the thing over.
Yep, well said. 3:40 left, fourth quarter. Zane Paul, backcourt, behind the back against Clement. Here comes the trap. Paul, top of the circle. Let's go, a 17-footer. Didn't need that one. Missed it. Long rebound. Kicked on the arc to Pretty. Botkins controls. Pretty enters the lane. Soft jumper. 12-footer. Bullseye! Bullseye! Botkins up 13.
23 now for Jaden Pretty in his final game for Botkins.
Wow, what a terrific tournament for Jaden Pretty. He has been an all-stater. Here's a long three, but Clement way short. Rebound Bernesser, left corner for Columbus Grove. He misfires. Weak side rebound Clement around the edge of the backboard. Makes a 10-footer. 52-41, Botkins. 2:58 left. 2:58 left. Here's Pretty in backcourt. Loops it up the left side to Paul. Paul is doubled, nearly tripled. Fires to Pretty. Outside the arc in the right. Botkins in the 1-1. 2:40 left to go. Sloppy pass. It's at the feet of Carter Plyman. Stolen on the play by Columbus Grove. And then Carter trips Reynolds.
One-on-one.
Yes. A chance for Columbus Grove to shave this back down to 9. 2:39 to go, fourth quarter. And Jamison Meyer is out for Botkins. Denton Holman back in. What's the foul situation for both teams?
Well, you got the Sauter kid's got, is the only one with four. He's got four for Columbus Grove, three for Jacob Plyman. Nobody else has more than two.
Here is Blake Reynolds at the free throw line. 1-1 for Columbus Grove. Oh, it's short. Hits the backboard. Then back to the front rim and off. Rebound batted out to Pretty. And then Pretty dances down the floor along the right sideline. and he is jostled from the backside by a Grove player, 1-1 for Pretty. Big difference in this game, free throw line, the sharpshooter Reynolds for Columbus Grove. Yeah, he's been great from the field, not so much from the stripe. 1-1 Pretty for Botkins, and he drills it. 53-41 Trojans, 2:34 left, fourth quarter. You know what, Chuck? So often a club will spend so much energy trying to come from behind, 16 points in this case for Columbus Grove, that at some point, if the other club responds boldly, you're out of gas.
Yeah.
If you're Columbus Grove. Here's a good drive by Clement. It's a scooper down the lane with a left hand. It's dancing on the rim. No, it came off, and Botkins pulls down the board. A lid on it right now for the Bulldogs, who trail by 13. And we've got a very hasty 10-second call in backcourt. But Botkins, I did not see that coming.
That was about 8 seconds.
Yes, I was going to say 8, maybe 8.5.
Looking up at the clock at 2:18, no, there's no way that's 10 seconds.
Here is Blake Reynolds, top of the circle, 25 feet out for Columbus Grove, which is down 13 again. Reynolds is triple teamed. Look at that fadeaway from 20 feet. It's strong, air ball, rebound Paul, leaking out Carter Plyman, and Carter Plyman is drilled in the back. That could have been...
It didn't look as bad, I don't think. If they show it again, I think it was more tripping. I think their feet got tangled.
Yeah, Carter Plyman did lose his balance somewhat. Tell you what, had he not and stayed upright, and it bordered being a two-shot intentional ball out of bounds. 1:59 to go, fourth quarter. It is the last of the one-on-one situations for Botkins, and Carter Plyman is a little heavy on it. Rebound down to Columbus Grove. Here's Clement stopping, popping, high-arching triple. Is around and out. Oh, the rim has been sealed up for Columbus Grove. The Bulldogs shooting in bad luck. Who got the rebound there in the corner?
Jacob Plyman. They called the timeout because he was surrounded.
Yep, Jacob Plyman reached up. Jerked down the rebound for Botkins, a big one, with a minute 47 to go. Timeout by Jacob, and Botkins is up 13. Boy, it is going to take a strange turn of events in order for Botkins to lose this lead in less than 2 minutes.
They're looking to become only the third Shelby County boys team, if I'm not mistaken, to win the state championship. Now, I know Jackson Center got there a couple of times, but I don't think they ever won the big one in boys. So that leaves Fort Laramie, who's got, I think, three. And then who's the other one?
I'd have to do some research on that, Chuck.
Somebody else got one.
Have to do a little research on that.
It might have been Jackson.
Here is Botkins inbounding. Backcourt to Carter Plyman. Loops it out ahead. Driving layup, Jaden Pretty. Good! 56-41. A minute 38 to go in the game. Here's Clement quickly down the floor for Columbus Grove. Out ahead of everybody. Sneaks in and scores. And he's fouled. Botkins played catch-up. Trojans were on his heels. Basket counts. Free throw Clement. 56-43. Botkins up 13 there for a split second. It was 15 at 56-41. Yeah, Fort Laramie's got two state titles in boys. Clement to complete a three-point play, and he drains it. 12-point lead Botkins. 90 seconds left. Ball inbounded to Pretty in backcourt. Wow, Columbus Grove all over him, nearly fouled him. And the pass by Pretty hits the backboard. It's collected by Columbus Grove, which misses two chippies. Here's Jamison Meyer down the floor. High arching lob intended for a teammate who is coming in from the right corner, Jacob Plyman. It's high and goes out of bounds. The lead's still 12.
They need to be solid. They don't need to be doing what they're doing right now. They'll
pull it right back out at that point and shoot the double bonus. Here comes Columbus Grove trailing by 12. It's been as much as 15. Here's a long 30-footer by Reynolds. It's short. I tell you what, for Columbus Grove, it's been too much Reynolds. Not enough balance. Oh, here's a great drive. Baseline left. Who was that, Chuck?
Carter Plyman.
Woo, Carter Plyman. Brilliant drive from the left corner. He streaked. His white jersey was a blur. Tremendous drive and two-pointer by Plyman. Here's Clement, foul line J, fadeaway for Columbus Grove. Way short, no good. Rebound Carter Plyman. It's over. 58-44, 49.9 to go. The Bulldogs can't catch the Trojans now.
Well, Botkins, for a Sunday morning, or for any morning in this time of COVID, has one heck of a loud crowd here.
I tell you what, Chuck, this Botkins team has been unbelievably so well prepared.
Oh, absolutely.
A light workout immediately after the Columbus Grove win over New Boston Glenwood on Friday. A lengthy workout and videotape session last evening up at Botkins. And then, as I understand, the plan was a work up a sweat deal at the Botkins gym early this morning before trekking down here to UD. And I tell you what, the scouting report,
it worked.
The scouting report was detailed on Columbus Grove. 60-44 in favor of Botkins. Here's a long three by Grove, way off to the left. Souter couldn't get it to drop in. And Botkins collects the rebound. And lo and behold, Chuck, we are back to a 16-point game, which is where it was in the first 3.5 minutes of the first quarter. 16-0, Botkins. It's now 60-44. Who was that for Botkins who made the recent... Who made the recent free throw for Botkins?
That was Carter Plyman.
Okay.
Well,
wholesale substitutions for the Trojans. Jacob Plyman, Jaden Pretty come off. They are being bear hugged at the bench. Pandemonium along the sideline for Botkins. At the line is Denton Holman, off to the right, no good in the foul shot.
Greavy and Free are in the basketball game. Two more seniors to get a little chance to be on this floor and be a part of the championship.
Denton Holman is a 12th grader. Parker Geis, a senior. Zane Paul, a senior. Jaden Pretty, a 12th grader. Tyler Free, as Chuck noted. Garrett Greavy, 6'7", senior. Oh, they'll be missed. They've had a marvelous 3 years here at Botkins. A program, Chuck, which got steadily better and better and better in boys basketball over the last three seasons. A lot of talent, but the coaching staff worked very hard at blending that talent.
Well, the first year, they had four freshmen.
Right.
And Pretty had not shown up yet. And as things progressed from that point, they went from a three-point shooting team to a basketball team. And I will say again, they are as good a defensive team. They're right there with Jackson Center defensive teams, and I don't say that lightly.
Right. Very well said by you just then, Chuck. Maybe a three-point shooting team three seasons ago. It is a well-honed, highly skilled, amazingly talented basketball team that is winning this state championship in boys D4. The Trojans will dribble out the final 20 seconds, leading 60-44. Again, it was 16-0 Botkins after the first 4 minutes. Botkins, after a great challenge from Columbus Grove, which cut it to 2 in the third quarter. Trojans have pulled away to win it big time. And guess what? Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
The Trojan size and strength on the inside answered the bell second half when it needed to. And in the case of Columbus Grove, it was just a little darn too much. Reynolds.
He tried to do too much in a second.
Oh, yeah.
In the fourth quarter. But, you know, he's a big player. He's a good player. And he felt like he needed to do it.
And he was a bit worn out And when he got to the free throw line, he fell short at the stripe as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Riemann Drywall in Anna offers professional service. Drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away. Phone 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Bodkin's Trojans advanced to the state semifinal in 1994 and bring back the trophy to Bodkin's and Shelby County in the Shelby County Athletic League here in 2021, knocking out Richmond Heights 44-40 and Columbus Grove here today 60-44. Bodkin's defense held Richmond Heights to better than 30 below its per-game average and held Columbus Grove to better than 20 below its per-game average. The calling card all year, the defense for Bodkin's. The offense got better and better and better. And what a magnificent sectional, district, regional, state tournament for Jaden Pretty.
Oh, yeah, he got on quite the roll. And even the game that he didn't score a lot against Newark Catholic, it was because he didn't need to score. He distributed, and everybody buried threes on him. But when they needed him against Cedarville, they had nobody that could guard him. Tonight in the first half, they had nobody that could guard him.
No.
And then he took over late in the fourth quarter and just did good things with the basketball. And Carter Plyman, sophomore, was a monster today.
He sure was. Columbus Grove simply could not guard Jaden Pretty or Carter Plyman. We said the pregame, who's going to guard Jaden Pretty? No one has yet. And nothing's changed. And Jaden Pretty shooting, Chuck. Wow.
Yeah, he was. I hope they bring me some stats. I'd like to see what he shot from the floor.
And he
had 27 points.
Woo!
And then Carter Plyman had 17.
And the state championship trophy being held high by the Bodkin's Trojans as they romp across the floor and hold it up high over their heads for the large Bodkin's contingent on the far side of the UD Arena. Well, what a way to close out our 2021 schedule. We wanted to follow the landscape of high school football. It got started late in November during the health crisis. We covered about 54 or 55 basketball games in the span of 3 months' time, despite being out with pneumonia for 2.5 weeks in February.
COVID tried to kill us, and it couldn't even keep us down. Here we are.
And it's been a blast. It has been a blast.
Well, to have Fort Loramie girls and the Bodkin boys,
yep,
win state championships and doing it at UD. I love going to the shot, but it's too big of an arena for this event.
Right.
This has been perfect.
Yep, sure has. Sure has. Fort Loramie girls state title in 2021. Probably would have won it last year. Won it in 15 and 13. Three state titles for the Fort Loramie girls in 8 years of OHSAA completed state tourneys. Bodkin's first state championship here today. And Bodkin's led from start to finish. Good challenge from the opponent, Columbus Grove, late second quarter, midway through the third. But Bodkin's withstood it all, took the Bulldogs' best shot, pulled away, 1-16. That was the margin, 16-0,
yep,
midway through that first quarter. 60-44 final. Bodkin's just too well-rounded, too many weapons, and unbelievably sturdy and strong at the defensive end. Great blend of strength on the inside, quickness out front, enough three-point shooting. You had players who could score off the bounce and drive it to the rim. The rebounding sensational all year long. Well, we salute Bodkin's and Fort Loramie. Anna girls won a district, Anna boys won a district. Rushi girls won a sectional. Jackson Center boys won a sectional. And I think I've highlighted everybody in the Shelby County League that made tournament achievements here in 2021. So many thanks to our great business partners here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Supply in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Dickman on the air with us now for 11 years here on scoresbroadcast.com. Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Gaufney. We've got you covered. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the Scores founding partner. Way back in 2006 and 7, quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. LaCal has been with us now for better than 15 years. We could not have gotten started, could not have gotten launched without the support from LaCal Equipment. Thanks to all the staff and associates, Roger Dietrich, Mary Lee Smock, everyone at LaCal in Jackson Center. Trish is in Sydney, Troy in Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-com, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, award-winning, I might add, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Let me note as well, Wygant Real Estate and Development joined us for the tournament. Wygant in Minster, new subdivision has been developed east of Fort Loramie, near Liberty Way, and you need to reserve your lot. Call Wygant, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. That new development is near Liberty Way, just outside of Fort Loramie. Thank you so much, Wygant. And Osgood Bank, great underwriting sponsor, on with us since the start of basketball. Barker Insurance, 13 years. Thanks so much to Barker. For many years, Barker has been the number one agency in the area, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance. Chuck, we have not spotlighted our Clancy's Award winners yet.
No, well, let's take a look at some numbers here. 32-21 rebounding advantage for the Trojans. 9-8, Columbus Grove on the offensive boards is very close. Both teams with the pressure that was being played. 5 turnovers total for Columbus Grove in the game. 6 for Botkins. 11-17 from the free throw line for the Trojans. Columbus Grove was 5-10. Boy, they missed some in the fourth quarter. Individual scoring, Blake Reynolds led them with 17, and they got 16 out of Gage Clements, and then it drops all the way down to Bernesser with 6, and Trey Souter hit that 3 in the third quarter. That's all their scoring, 44 for the game. On the opposite side, Jaden Pretty, 27, Carter Plyman, 17, Jacob Plyman, 10, and Zane Paul, 2 big threes for 6. Didn't get a 3 out of Jameson Meyer, but it turned out to not be a problem tonight.
Right.
But the Clancy's players of the game, Jaden Pretty and Carter Plyman, those two young men were absolutely terrific.
Chuck, let's give credit where it's due. Thanks so much to Phil Groves at Botkins, Mike Muehlfeld at Anna, Jack Billing, former girls basketball coach at Anna. They filled me in. Fort Loramie won state titles in 77, 87, 93. Jackson Center on a buzzer beater won in 85. Jerry Harmon was running the show. Great, great state championship win. Yep,
I thought Loramie had three.
Right. So Botkins
adds to the list. Now yes. There's three of them.
Yes. What a fourth quarter by Botkins. Spencer Wells.
23-12. Woo. They outscored him in the fourth quarter.
And that spread out that five-point advantage at the end of three to 16. The final differential.
Pretty, and Carter Plyman, he scored nine in the fourth quarter.
That puts the exclamation mark in what we said. Balance, balance, balance.
Yep.
Too many weapons. Botkins, too difficult to defend. And Columbus Grove, Chuck, second half. Wow. It was a one-sided effort. Blake Reynolds, possession after possession, he could not do it all. Botkins' defense is too good.
Well, they knew what was going to happen, and he made a couple. He went to the free throw line, actually, and missed free throws. But, Botkins, they did a good job on Clements until the third quarter, and he got into the lane two or three times, made some baskets. Other than that, his game is to get into the lane and shoot floaters, and he didn't get in there except in that one little stretch in the third quarter.
Burmester, not a factor.
Tuesday, I think he only got they don't bother to bring his stats, because why would they? But you only pay $100 to be here. Why would you get stats? But I think he was like 2 for 3. I think he took a late one in that when they were down late in the fourth quarter. Other than that, he never got a shot.
No. No, it was a one-man gang. Blake Reynolds, the final quarter and a half for sure for Columbus Grove. And Botkins, Chuck, again, I tell you what I saw at a number of practices, and I witnessed practices during the sectional, district, regional, and state tournament. They had scouting reports down to a science.
Well, that's what you got to do. I mean, if you're a high school basketball team and you're as good as they are, you better have good scouting reports.
Yeah, it was very well done by Sean, who delegated assignments to Brad Bergman, assistant coach, athletic director, Andrew Davis, Chad Bergman, Brad Schmerge. That quartet had their specialties, offense, defense, completing the scouting report in detailed fashion, video.
Yeah, break it up. Break it up and then put it all, the head coach puts it all together.
Yep.
And you present it to the team, and then you hope you execute, and boy, did they.
Yeah, and whether Columbus Grove was running Iowa or Carolina, Botkins knew pretty much, and that goes both ways.
Yeah.
Columbus Grove knew Botkins' offensive approach, but again, Trojans too much in their arsenal.
Well, Pretty had 13 in the first quarter.
Yeah, to pace Botkins out to that 16-0 rampage. Give Columbus Grove a lot of credit. After the first 8 minutes, Columbus Grove came out like it was do or die in that second quarter. They got handsy, very physical defensively. Yep. Officials were a little soft in making calls, and Columbus Grove clawed right back into the game.
If you're ever going to be down 16 points, it might as well be in the first 4 minutes of the game, because you got the most time to come back from it.
Yes.
You know, if you're down 16 like they were at the end of the game when the clock goes off, there's a good chance you're not coming back. So, you know, I thought they weathered it. I thought they did a nice job, and you knew they were going to have a couple of runs in them because they're a good basketball team. But Botkins withstood, never let them get the lead.
Nope.
They got it down to two twice.
Yep.
Never let them get the lead, and I think that was a key.
And that was the same thing that occurred in the Botkins win over Cedarville.
Yes.
Final score, 42-40. Cedarville kept knocking on the door. Botkins was relentless. They staved off Cedarville every single time. The Indians had a shot at pulling even or making a basket to go ahead. Botkins denied him. The mental fortitude of this Botkins team was outstanding. And that was an extension of the coaching staff, I'm sure. This Botkins team, right down through the roster, a superb club. Seniors, Denton Holman, Parker Geis, Zane Paul, Jaden Pretty Paul, Tyler Free, and Garrett Grevy. As we noted in the pregame, senior Denton Holman noted his stretch. Stretch senior, I guess you could call him. Dylan Topp, stretch junior. He returns next year. This team will be talented, a little supported guard, and Botkins will make another run at a Shelby County Athletic League Championship.
They had a pretty good JV team.
Yes.
And, this is where you start in the summer. And this year they should probably have a summer, hopefully, to start blending things in.
Right.
And get ready for their fall basketball. And because, I mean, there's no football there, so they get right into basketball. And that's how you do it. You get ready for next year. You enjoy the heck out of this. And you enjoy the heck out of this for a month.
Oh, yeah.
Then you start thinking about, okay, this is what we got next year. Where are we going?
Well, you know what the Trojans are doing now at midcourt on the UD logo? They're dancing.
Why wouldn't you be?
Dancing with joy, celebrating the state championship win over Columbus Grove, 60-44. The net being trimmed down one by one. And it's going to be Jaden Pretty's turn here in a second or two.
Well, I coached for 30 years, never got a sniff to even get to Columbus. You know, it's very, very rare. And when you get there and you accomplish what your goal has been your whole life,
right?
That's what this happiness is. And that's why most of these fans, you know, I'm not sure where you go on a Sunday afternoon except for get a little dinner or a little lunch now, but these kids are going to be out here and enjoy it.
There's Brad Bergman, and he really doesn't need much of a ladder.
He went up one rung. Everybody else had to go up six.
Exactly. And here comes Coach Sean Powell. A terrific job of meshing, blending, forming this team over the course of the season. The club made strides from a couple of years ago to last year to this year. And there is Coach Powell. He's up on the top of the ladder, and he's twirling that net around in honor of his club having won the state championship in boys D4. Chuck, did we ever get to the Clancy's commercial?
We did.
Okay.
We did our Clancy's players of the game.
Final.
Jaden Pretty Powell was 10 of 13 from the floor, 4 of 5 shooting threes. Carter Plyman was 6 of 9 from the floor, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Jacob Plyman, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. They were 21 of 37 from the floor and 6 of 12 shooting threes, and out-rebounded them by 9 officially.
Wow.
That was as well as I think they can play.
Yes. Well, we've said that a few times. We thought maybe the win over Newark Catholic was as close to as well as they could play. Then we thought the win over Cedarville, high-quality opponent, which had not been challenged all year except for Jackson Center, was the best that Botkins could play. And then we thought Friday, the win over Richmond Heights, highly athletic team from Northeast Ohio. We thought Botkins may have spent themselves, played their very, very best game of the year on Friday. They saved one more for today.
Well, when they get into that all tournament now where they play the Division I school.
High school football next August, 2 games in the month of August. If the schedule holds, more than likely our opener will be Fort Loramie at Minster. It's August 20th or 21st, right in there somewhere. Botkins Trojans dominating for sure. Chuck enjoyed it. Great season.
Yeah.
We checked out the landscape of the health crisis early in the football campaign. Did not cover any action during the shortened 6-game regular schedule. Did get involved in the postseason playoffs and covered somewhere between 50 and 55 high school basketball games despite being out 2 full weeks in February with pneumonia. And I'm still on the mend, not 100%, but slowly but surely getting there, I hope. Chuck enjoyed it, had some interruptions this year, but it was a lot of fun.
I'm kind of amazed that we got in as much as we did.
Yes. Thinking back, Chuck, we got to go quite a few years when we had 2 different schools in the Shelby County League win a boys' title, win a girls' title. And I was racking my brain earlier.
not sure. We did it with girls. We did it, with, I know, with Anna and
13.
And Jackson.
Yep, Anna girls, Fort Loramie girls.
Fort Loramie girls, I'm sorry.
Yep, and 13. Yep, both took state titles in 2013. Same day, back-to-back games at the Schottenstein. Two clubs, two separate divisions, same league. It never before had happened. Fort Loramie D4, Anna D3. That was back in 2013.
Cool. Well, it's been fun.
Who would have thought a month ago we'd be covering high school basketball as late as March 21st?
We knew we were going to be with Loramie.
Well represented.
But Botkins felt early that they certainly had the talent, and then they had that little swoon. Then they turned it back on. They never faltered defensively, even in their three losses.
Right.
They played an outstanding offense most of the season, and they were just terrific today. I mean, that's a good basketball team. They took them out of their game, gave them a punch. Got to give them credit that they took that shot and yep, came back. But they just couldn't go 32 minutes with them, and just couldn't do it.
Yeah, we would like to extend gratitude to our great business partners making coverage of high school sports possible here on scoresbroadcast.com. Gratitude as well to WMVR, our partner, simulcasting our games since the start of our basketball coverage in late 2020. Carried over, of course, to 21 and the state title game here today. Thank you so much, WMVR. Jam 105.5 FM. I did salute other Shelby County clubs highly successful in hoops. Of course, Fort Loramie State Championship in D4. The girls at Fort Loramie, Chuck, can you imagine, head coach Carlos Siegel said recently, can you imagine how good we would have been had we had Ava Schultes for the whole year?
I think they would have gone undefeated instead of losing one. I don't know how much better they could have been. Yeah, she would have been. If she was not injured, yeah, and had been playing the whole year, I might have said they had a shot at even playing with Mount Notre Dame.
Compete for the D2 title.
I think they could have. I mean, yeah, Carroll's there, and they're better than Carroll.
Right. Rushi girls won a sectional, Jackson Center boys a sectional, Anna girls a district, Anna boys a district championship. We had a lot of tournament coverage. Last year, had the tournament not been stopped, we were still running into March. We had six teams in, then we still had,
had three left when it was Loramie, Anna, and Jackson.
Anna girls were still in.
Loramie girls
were still in.
And the Jackson boys
were still in, and we'll count Minster.
Four.
So, thanks again to our radio audience, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, our online audience, scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Here's Tom Platfoot, member of the 1994 team. Tom, let's mic you up for just a quick minute. Obviously, because of the celebration that took place down in the hardwood, we were unable to get there and get words from head coach Sean Powell. We knew that would be the case. That's the way it is following state championship games sponsored by the OHSAA, no different in any state. But Tom Platfoot with us, played on the 1994 team, which got to the state Final Four. You pumped in 15 points in that game, that state semifinal, a loss to Worthington Christian. You saw this game today. Talk about the differences between Final Four basketball today here in 2021 and back when you were playing in 1994 for Botkins.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously we have the same, you know, it brings back a lot of memories. We have the same community, the same support.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing two small schools you know, like Bakken's and Columbus Grove come together for a state finals. Mm-hmm. It's just a special moment for both schools. As far as Bakken's goes, you know, I've been part of the community my whole life.
Right.
And it's just good to see kids come together, you know, during tournament time. And, you know, different kids step up every game. You know, coaches have that game plan ready for them night in, night out. And it's just great to see the kids come out and execute, you know, for Bakken tonight. They obviously got off to a good start.
Yep.
Weathered the storm.
Yep.
And, you know, were able to, you know, find their way and you know, make some free throws.
Yes.
That was key for us, I thought, down the stretch.
Tom Platfoot, our guest, following Bakken's Division IV boys state championship win today here over Columbus Grove, 60-44. Tom, always heard that you were a very good shooter, but a lousy rebounder with the name Flatfoot. You won't live that one down.
No, I've heard that before.
Everyone you know is hearing that,
yes.
And they're going to comment to you about it in the next day or two. This Bodkins team, like your 94 team, extremely explosive offensively.
True.
But this Bodkins club at the defensive end was just unbelievable. Richmond Heights scores 40 at Columbus Grove, 44. In the two games, Heights and Grove are held to a combined total of 55 points below their per-game averages. Games changed, and Bodkins plays it at both ends of the floor. That made the difference this season and in the state tournament.
Yeah, that's definitely been a staple of our team is you know, coming out and on the defensive end, setting the tone early. And, you know, I thought in the semifinal against Richmond Heights, we did that. You know, we showed our strength not only, you know, on the ball, but, you know, I thought our defensive rebounding was excellent against Richmond Heights, giving them one and one only at their end.
Yep.
And then obviously, you know, we were able to, you know, attack tonight. You know, we came out and were hot the first quarter. Mm-hmm. I think we're shooting 78% the first quarter, if I remember. Something along those lines. So just shout out to the community. This is something we've been looking for a long time at Bakken's, and to be able to, you know, celebrate that, you know, with the whole Bakken's, community. And, you know, I'm here with my family today and able to, you know, share that with them. It's a special moment.
Okay. You scored 77 points in the state semifinal in 1994. And lost. Bodkins wins big here today with 60. That is an exclamation mark on defense.
Yes, definitely two different styles. You know, and this year they really stress defense. And you know, hats off to our assistant coaches and head mm-hmm. coach for, you know, being able to stop, usually they're number one.
Right.
You know, today the Reynolds boy did everything for them. Hats off to him. He was a tough guy to keep in check, but yeah, I think we just weathered the storm early after that comeback, and like I said, just pulled it together. Good team win. Go Trojans.
Yeah, Bodkins, too much balance.
Yes.
There's no way Reynolds was going to win that game.
Correct.
Single-handedly here today.
Yes.
Carter Plyman, wow. And what a demon. Just a sophomore. Chuck remarked in the fourth quarter, we've got two more years of Carter Plyman.
True. Yeah. Yeah, these last couple games, he's definitely done his part. It's very special. Very special.
Yeah, bring on the D3 and the D2 state champs, huh?
True. Yes.
Tom Flatfoot, member of that 1994 Bodkins state semifinal team, with us here in the postgame following the Trojan state championship triumph. Final tally, 60-44 over Columbus Grove. 16-point difference in the end after Bodkins got out to a 16-0 lead early. Great comeback by Columbus Grove, which turned up that defensive intensity in the second period. My lack of objectivity, or did the officiating turn a little bit in that second quarter against the Trojans?
Yeah, you know, getting off to a start like that, you know, their coach called a couple timeouts.
Yeah.
You know, it's do or die for them.
I'm putting you on the spot.
So, you know, you knew they were going to come out and they were going to give us their all. And
sure.
They forced some turnovers, and that team has only lost two games in the last 2 years.
Well
so
said.
They are winners, and we knew that coming in. They're a winning program. Those kids know how to win.
Mm-hmm.
Their starting point guard, I think, is their quarterback also for football. So, you know, he's used to those types of environments, you know. And you could see, you knew they were going to come back. It wasn't, you knew we weren't going to run away
right,
with it.
Right.
And you knew they were going to come back. And like I said, there was a great atmosphere here. Yes, there was a great atmosphere here. And like I said, I just proud of the way we handled it.
So. Yeah, Bodkins held them off. Grove never got the lead. You're right. Grove was playing in the regional championship last year before the OHSAA event statewide was halted.
True.
And they were unbeaten, as you noted.
Last year.
Yeah,
yes.
Heading into that regional championship.
Yes.
We covered the Columbus Grove Jackson Center game.
Correct.
Late in the regular season. And just two losses this year.
This year, yes.
So you're right. Over the span of, in excess of 50 games, just two defeats.
Yes. And I think for Bodkins, you know, one of those losses was against Jackson Center.
Right.
Who is, you know, obviously a county foe of Bodkins. And so I think, you know.
So Bodkins beat Jackson Center twice.
Twice during the year.
Yeah,
they were both, you know, good games. You know, when you're playing Jackson, what you're going to go into, it could be a 30-28 or 20-18 game.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Trojan schedule was stiffened up.
Yes.
Antwerp was in there.
Yes.
Some good MAC programs, including Minster and New Bremen.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Shelby County League onslaught. This team was tournament ready. And it seemed like with each game in the tourney, Bodkins played even better than it did the game before. And the game before was superb. Everybody just stepped it up.
Yeah. It was, like I said, it was.
Thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Unable to get coaches because of all of the celebratory activities that took place. I'm so glad to have you.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Platfoot.
Yes.
Member of the 1994 Bodkins Trojans.
Enjoy.
Yep. And tell the Bodkins community, thank you so much. Chuck and I love being just a tiny, tiny part of it on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Chuck, I don't know what else to say. Tom Platfoot summed it all up pretty well.
I think that if there's anybody else listening, they're getting ready to get a sandwich. So it's probably time to go home.
Or make a late church service. Yeah. A lot of fun. We'll see you, good Lord willing, next August with high school football. We'll see how the landscape settles in as the summer moves along. Hopefully the health crisis will alleviate somewhat, Chuck. I've had two vaccinations, second one yesterday. You're getting your second real soon.
I haven't had one yet.
Oh, you have not had your first one yet?
They did blood work when they shocked my heart and told me that I was still full of antibodies.
Okay. But so much fun. Loved it. As I said several minutes ago before talking to Tom, thanks to our radio audience at WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, our online audience, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, scoresbroadcast.com, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodbye for the winter 2021 high school basketball season, as we have witnessed the Bodkins Trojans take the boys D4 state championship over Columbus Grove 60-44 after the Fort Laramie girls won twice last weekend to take home the girls state 4 title on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.